Bank Leumi partners with Galaxy for in-app crypto trading. Bank Leumi, Israel's largest bank by assets, plans to let retail customers trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana directly inside its Leumi Trade app, according to an announcement circulated on August 15, 2026. The service is built with Galaxy Digital and is scheduled to go live in early 2027. The move puts crypto trading next to the checking accounts, mortgages, and stock portfolios that Leumi customers already manage in one place. Instead of opening a separate account at an exchange, an existing Leumi client would buy Bitcoin through the same app they use to move a paycheck. A domestic bank leaning on a crypto specialist, Leumi is not building the trading engine itself. Galaxy Digital, the digital asset firm run by Mike Novogratz, supplies the execution and custody layer behind the scenes. That split has become the standard template for banks entering crypto. The bank owns the customer relationship and the app, and a specialized partner handles the parts that need crypto-native infrastructure and licensing. For Leumi customers, the practical effect is that the bank, not a third party they have to vet, is the front door. Balances sit inside a regulated Israeli institution's product rather than at an offshore exchange. The trade-off is that this is a custodial arrangement. Customers do not hold their own keys, and the bank and its partner control the assets. That is the opposite of the spend-from-your-own-wallet model that non-custodial products are built around, and it carries the counterparty risk that comes with any custodian. If the provider fails, access to balances can be frozen. Israel keeps building its on-chain rails. The Leumi news lands in a market that has been moving steadily. Israeli regulators have spent the past few years setting terms for banks and licensed firms to touch digital assets, and Israel has an active base of crypto users and startups. A domestic banking giant offering in-app trading is a signal that the country's largest financial institutions now see retail crypto demand as worth serving directly rather than leaving to standalone platforms. It also fits a broader 2026 pattern of banks embedding crypto rather than fencing it off. Coinbase secured a license to make Abu Dhabi a tokenization hub this month, and the U.S. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has been backing digital asset bank charters as a formal path for institutions. Leumi's app rollout is the retail-facing version of the same trend. Crypto access delivered through an institution people already trust with their salary. Timing and what is still unconfirmed. The early 2027 launch date is far enough out that details can shift. The announcement names three assets, Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Solana, but does not spell out fees, spreads, minimum trade sizes, or whether customers will be able to withdraw coins to an external wallet or only buy and sell inside the app. Those specifics matter. A bank-run crypto service that only allows in-app buying and selling is closer to a price exposure product than to true crypto ownership. Pricing is the other open question. Banks entering crypto often build their margin into the spread rather than a visible commission, the same way card issuers bury conversion costs in the exchange rate. Until Leumi publishes a fee schedule, the real cost of a trade is unknown. Customers comparing this to an existing exchange account should wait for those numbers before assuming the convenience is free. For now, the confirmed facts are narrow. Israel's biggest bank, working with Galaxy, will add trading for three major tokens to its Leumi Trade app in early 2027. The market backdrop is soft. As of August 15, 2026, Bitcoin trades around $62,955, down 0.6% on the day, Ethereum sits near $1,081, and Solana is about 75, with CoinMarketCap's Fear and Greed Index at 36 Fear. A launch still months away will not move those numbers, but it adds one more large bank to the list, treating crypto as a standard product line rather than a fringe request.